FESTAC, the Second World Festival of Black and African Culture, ends this weekend in Nigeria. NPR's Charlie Cobb is just back from covering FESTAC's opening weeks. He reported to us about the pageantry, and he's brought home some strong impressions of Lagos, the capital of Nigeria, where the festival is taking place.
Lagos, with all its money, all its poverty, all its extreme wealth, extreme poverty, its aggressiveness, its belligerence, its disorder, it doesn't reflect much of what was being talked about at the festival. Opening day, for instance, the stadium where the opening day ceremonies was held seats maybe 30,000 people. There were maybe 100,000 people trying to come in. In the name of African culture and all of that.
And these were not just Nigerians.
These were mostly Nigerians.
I see.
These were mostly Nigerians. And yeah. I was working the outside of the stadium doing interviews. And I watched with how the soldiers and how the police responded to the crowds. And there was a considerable amount of brutality. There was the estimates of the number of people who died are around 60. While I was standing there in the middle of the stadium doing some interviews, an announcement is made in French and English, which simply says that we are asking the police and the military to stop beating the people. The infirmaries are now full. Mm. And we cannot accommodate anymore. As someone who is observing the scene, I'm trying to match up this situation with what is being talked about in terms of culture and African unity and the festival.
You're seeing gaps.
Yeah, I saw people pitched over the edge of the stadium. You know, I know that maybe half the diplomatic corps, foreign diplomatic corps, couldn't even get into the stadium.
But you have come home with some amazing impressions of Lagos.
Yeah, I remember thinking on more than one occasion in Nigeria, it must be the way San Francisco was in the 1840s during the gold rush. Perhaps Alaska is now in terms of the oil. Lagos is greased by oil, oil money. Millions and millions of dollars are just generated from oil revenues. And money makes all of Lagos go round. I don't want to say I bribe people, but I found it useful to make gifts to telephone operators, to hotel doormen in order to get phone calls through or sandwiches late at night and so forth.
Yeah, really flowing freely. You'd been there before.
When I was there in 72, it took me, I would estimate, about 4.5 hours to get from the airport to the center of town. It's approximately the same distance as the airport here in Washington.
Which is a half an hour for us.
Half an hour for us. This time, it took about 1.5 hours to get to the center of town, simply because the Nigerian government made a ruling that cars with even numbered license plates could drive on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and cars with odd numbered license plates could drive on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays.
It wasn't a question of putting good roads in that made this
They
easier.
Laid some roads down, but they are not complete. So at various points in the city, you get squeezed. You have to understand, Lagos is a city of 3 million people, and it's also made up of 3 islands. So you're going from island to island across very small bridges, basically, and the traffic just gets chaotic.
But what was the government's attitude towards FESTAC?
The government, I think, was ambivalent about FESTAC. That was part of the problem. The decision to have the FESTAC there was made about 4 years ago. Since then, there have been one coup, two coup attempts, and one assassination of the head of state of Nigeria. And
is that directly traceable to FESTAC?
I don't want to say it's all directly traceable to FESTAC, or even mostly, but certainly one factor in the uneasiness about FESTAC was the amount of money it costs. I'm still trying to tote up the figures, but I would not be surprised if it comes near $1 billion that it cost Nigeria to put on this festival.
And the question was whether it was worth it.
Sure. 50% of the children in Nigeria don't even get to the age of 6. And so there are a lot of people who say, why not a hospital? Why not a school?
NPR's Charlie Cobb just returned from FESTAC at Lagos, Nigeria.